Did you hear the big news? We started a private university. We are rolling out a new design certificate program and a master's degree program along with our Design Suite Mastermind. We have new enrollment dates coming up for these programs. And if you want to watch a 10-minute video and learn more, go to designsuitecourses.com/learn. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1-day, 3-hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, today I want to talk about growing. Every time I have grown, either my business or personally, there has been a trend of sacrifice. And so I thought I would talk about how in order to become great at anything, there's got to be sacrifice. And maybe it's partially because I'm seeing it so clearly right now with Design Suite members, with Design Bootcamp members. Like, I can see that there's a sacrifice involved. And some of it is financial, right? Like, we financially have to put money down. I know for me, the couple of times I've put money down and it felt like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? And it felt like a sacrifice to put that kind of money down. I then had really amazing returns. So I want you to shift your thoughts about sacrifice as being more of an investment. When we invest, and we're talking about not just, financial, you guys, we're talking about all the things in life. And as I talk a little bit more about it, I think you're going to see where I'm going with this. I just really, really believe that unless we're willing to sacrifice something, or if you think of it as an investment in something, we then can change in ways that make us better human beings and help us grow as individuals. Okay, so an example I thought of. It is a total sacrifice to make the decision to have children. I really believe that. I have three. I love them so much. I have two teenagers and an elementary school kid at this point, and they're awesome. But it is a sacrifice, and you don't even realize it until you have the first kid and you realize, oh my gosh, my life is not my own anymore. Like, there's these other human beings we've got to take care of, right? But that sacrifice turns into this amazing thing. I am a better human being because I know how to care for these other individuals. And I'm a better person because even as days are hard or difficult or wonderful, like, I have reaped the benefit and reward of having these children. Okay. Let's talk about a design degree. Okay. Getting a design degree or going through a program like Design Suite, which is, like, in my mind, the equivalent of getting a design degree. What you're doing is you're sacrificing, yes, money to pay for the program. But honestly, you guys, that's not the biggest sacrifice. The sacrifice is when you come into the program and you have to start working for it. You have to start taking courses in the program. You have to put time into building products. You have to come, we do a weekly meeting, and you have to come to the weekly meeting and get feedback on what you're doing. Time, in a lot of ways, time is a more important resource than even money, because we have a very finite amount of time. Money, I think there are ways to get more or less of it. You can figure that one out. But time feels pretty finite. So to me, the greater resource that's being sacrificed when you decide to go back to school, and I'm using design as an example, but some of you might be going back to school or sending kids to school for a lot of different things. And when you do, what are you doing? You're sacrificing time. It's kind of crazy, right? And that is, now we sacrifice it with knowing that we're going to get this amazing end result, right? We're going to have a skill. We're going to have a mindset shift that we can do this thing. We usually also have an identity shift, right? If we're designing every day, then we're designers, right? If we're sewing every day, we're sewers. If we're crafting every day, we're crafters. So there's an identity shift when we learn how to do something, right? And that sacrifice makes us better, which is amazing. I think about all the hard sacrifices that I've had in my life, the things that haven't been so fun to give up. But when I do, I grow from it. I become a better human being for it. So I would love for you, I challenge you today to think about some of the sacrifices you have made and the ones you're going through right now. And I'm speaking to you, especially Design Suite members, that you are thinking of the investment you're putting in. You're building a skill. You're becoming better. That's amazing, you guys. That is crazy amazing that you are doing that. When we practice things like creativity every day, or making every day, or sewing every day, then those things become part of who we are. And that's really what the sacrifice or the investment is all about, right? It's really all about who we are becoming, which is so important. All right, guys, that's it for today. If you have not left me a review and you like this podcast, oh, please, 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 please do. It really, really helps, especially because we do 3 episodes a week. It helps us get guests on the show. It motivates me to continue to give you awesome content. Some of you I know just come for a little bit of motivation every day, and I love it. Like, it makes my heart so happy that you can come here and find a positive space and a place where you can feel creative and free. So leave me a review. The other thing is, this month we opened a brand new membership called Ink Club, and it is so fun. It's for makers, sewers, artists just like you. And the cool thing is, we have a lot of resources, we have mini classes, but most of all, we have an amazing community. So if you're an introvert and you want to stay an introvert, the best thing is that it's this online community where you get to peek in, see all the goings on, download all the good stuff, and get into the group. And we would love for you to introduce yourself, but like, you still get to be in your own space. I think for some of us that are makers and crafters and designers, we kind of just want to do our own thing. Believe it or not, even I'm an introvert. I like to be alone a certain amount of my day, just designing, just doing my thing by myself. And that's what brings me energy. And, but having that community aspect makes me feel like I'm not alone. I'm part of this amazing community of people who are building, making mind shifts. Like, it's just so cool. So if you haven't joined, that is at KarinaGardnerCourses.com/Ink Club. And I would love to see you there. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.